It's 8:42 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers. About 30 minutes ago, we had the new Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher, on live from Surprise, Arizona. Rangers spring training. Had a great visit with the new skipper. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the former Rangers manager who demanded equal time here during this election season. Wanted to talk about some of the things he heard Skip Schumacher talking about. We say good morning to Bruce Bochy. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing too good. I really can't believe that y'all betrayed me by having that usurper Skip Schumacher on your TV show there. And I've been trying to deplatform Skip for about 30 years now, and now I find out my favorite AM YouTube podcast has him on to spout off about hope and change like some white Obama, and it just really hurts my feelings because I thought we were closer than that.
Well,
I mean, I really feel, and I don't want to get emotional, but I really feel I opened up to you guys and shared my heart.
Well, you did.
I told you guys what I did in Nam that has me drinking in the garage every night while staring into the middle distance. And I told y'all about the woman that broke my heart when she refused to go north of the Rio Grande. I really told you a lot of my innermost thoughts. So this hurts.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't take it personally. He's just the new manager, and we're a sports station, so we need to talk about the team.
Yeah, and I know how you guys are. Anytime a new little hot, younger, sexy manager comes along, you just forget all about someone who you had built a radio life with, like me.
Oh, no, we'll never forget you.
And Skip Schumacher, he's not me. He's the kind of guy who doesn't know how to ride a horse. He doesn't know how to whittle a rocking chair out of river driftwood. And he sure don't know how to fix a club that's struggling to hit above 250 or 200 or whatever they are now. I don't even know.
Yeah, closer to 200.
Yeah.
That was under you, though.
Yeah, but I wish him luck, because I'm a man of the good book.
Well, that's right.
So I hope the team is just a slightly better pile of gorilla crap than it was last year. And I hope old Skip goes in there full of can-do and erection and all that and quickly learns how hard it is to turn the Titanic away from a baseball iceberg. But I'm not going to lie to you. It was a rough year last year, and I think that even if I had teamed up with God and Bono, I couldn't have fixed that team last year. They was too far gone.
You had clubhouse problems, didn't you?
We did, Craig. We did. We had. There were personality issues that were too hard to overcome. They were fighting like Hadfields and McCoys in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Beating each other over their head with muskets and produce after every game. And
produce?
And Muskets. Seager and Semien, they hated each other so much.
Semien and Seager?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, I once walked in and they were both holding nuclear weapons at each other's throats.
Nuclear weapons?
Wow.
But it was just impossible. I'm glad to get out of it. I'm glad to get out of that old thing. It was too rough on me. At my age, I can't, my ticker can't take that sort of conflict.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that.
But I have been depressed.
Oh, no.
Been depressed since I parted ways with the Rangers. I hadn't had a hot shower in months.
Oh, no.
I don't think you should take it that hard. I thought you were like a special advisor to the Giants now.
Oh, that's window dressing. That's just yeah. to collect health insurance.
Okay.
And I'm going to need it. I mean, I'm just not taking care of myself. Lack of showering and hygiene. And my long-suffering wife told me last week that she told me I smelled like a menstruating mule with GI issues.
Oh, that's terrible to hear.
Well, I thanked her because that was kind of the scent I was going for. But
trying for
thanked
that.
Her.
Look, and I know your viewers are going to miss me, and they're as a skipper of the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
I was that comforting grandfather who don't know all his grandkids' names, but accepts their hugs at Christmas time when they open up a gift from their grandma. That was just as big a surprise to me as it was when the kids opened them up.
Yeah, I think a lot of Ranger fans saw you that way. Just the old did. Friendly face and voice.
They know. Did. They did. And I wish I could have met more of them, but them Ranger fans. But I'm a loner. I don't like to assort with people. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be by myself. And after I left the Rangers, I y'all probably read about it, but I took my old Pinto horse down to the Rio Grande and held his head underwater while tears streamed down my face.
My gosh! Why'd you do that?
And I buried him under some rocks.
Was
where
it?
I wandered off into the orangey sunset wearing only a lambskin condom and a torn poncho.
Wow. What a scene. I hope it was time for him.
I hope he was like a 30-year-old horse or something.
It was a rough time for me. I don't think I even spoke a word to anyone during that time. Wow. Even in the Mexican whorehouse where I merely just pointed to the area of my body I wanted worked on.
Oh, man. Jeez.
So sorry that you went through all that.
I drank a bull elephant, too. I was very drunk. But all that's over with now, and now I'm looking forward to being your ice skating correspondent during these Winter Olympics.
Okay. Yeah, we got a few days left.
All right, I got to go now.
All right, then. We'll see you. There goes Bruce Bochy taking not being a part of the Rangers organization really hard, apparently.